Well, Henry Ford Hospital and Health System are known for medical miracles, medical marvels, and you can add this one to the list because a Ferndale man was the recipient of the first beating heart transplant. Dr. Kyle Miletic, cardiac thoracic and transplant surgeon for Henry Ford Health, joins us on the line, along with Ken Miller, the transplant recipient. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to start with you, doctor. When transplantation for hearts first began in the 60s and 70s, there was a way to do things. Explain that to us and how this is different.
Sure. So the traditional way that we've been doing, like you said, for the last 50 years is to, once we go to the donor hospital, take the heart out of the donor and we stop it and bathe it in preservation solution and bring it to the hospital, literally in a cooler. We use a Coleman camp cooler that we've been using for many years. And that's very good for several hours, but after about 4 hours, the heart tends to degrade because it's not getting any blood or nutrients. With the beating heart technique, we use a special new technology, which is essentially a box that's a mini heart and lung machine that continuously gives blood and nutrients to the heart while it's traveling back here to Henry Ford. Now, traditionally with this box, you have to stop the heart a second time in order to implant it into the recipient, but that also causes damage to the heart muscle because it's now been stopped twice. With this new technique that we're using here at Henry Ford for the first time, I actually continuously provide blood flow to the heart while I'm actually sewing it into the patient, in this case, into Mr. Miller, so that it was beating the entire time that I was stitching it in. While it's a little bit harder technically, it prevents us from having to stop that heart, and it allows the heart to continuously get blood and stay stronger after the transplant and require less support, which leads to better outcomes for our patients.
But that's a squirming, moving target you've
Right.
got there, doctor. How do you time your sutures when there are still things, and how do you suture it while there's still blood flowing through it?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So in terms of it moving, it's a lot harder. You have to kind of focus on one area, the specific area that you're going to sew in, and then you stabilize that one, tiny quarter inch area that you're focusing on and put your stitches exactly where you need them to go. So it definitely is a little bit harder and takes a little bit more time. In terms of the blood flow, we kind of basically shut off the blood flow to most of the heart where we're only giving the blood to the arteries of the heart. So the chambers of the heart themselves don't have blood, but the heart muscle itself is getting blood from the coronary arteries. And so that allows us to keep the heart healthy. And while it's moving, it's not completely full of blood. But definitely you have
Okay.
to, we had to figure out a way to drain that blood back into the patient.
Ken, you woke up on your 58th birthday to the news of receiving this new heart and kidney, and you said it was a miracle. I mean, how did you feel in that moment, and what were your first thoughts?
My first thought was I was thankful to Dr. Miletic when he told me, because I felt like now I have a better chance of recovery and survival, and I felt truly blessed, and it was wonderful news to hear when you wake up from something like that.
What about your journey, leading up to the transplant? Tell us kind of what led up to this
Okay, well, back in
procedure.
2013, I was diagnosed. I thought would be a bypass surgery with clogged arteries because it runs through my dad's side of the family. But I got the horrific news that I needed a new heart at that point because the front of the heart tissue was dead, basically, and there was no way of attaching arteries or anything. So they said I needed a new heart. Well, I met a Dr. Trivac who ended up going in and putting in a double butterfly stent and made the ejection fraction go up to where I no longer needed a heart at that point. So for 11 years, that went on until it deteriorated, and finally, I needed the heart.
And sir, it's been written that you were, maybe days away from dying, and you have more life to live. You have grandchildren you want to spend time
Right.
with. I mean, what would you like to say to Dr. Miletic?
Oh, I thanked him. I broke down in tears when I met him. It's just, I feel so thankful and lucky and blessed. But I was able to get him as my surgeon because I think he's blessed, you know, and very intelligent, obviously.
Well, and willing to try new things, too.
Yeah.
Doctor, I got to ask you, if just stepping back and looking at this statistically, if this means that a heart is less damaged, obviously that will elevate your rates of success, lower mobility, morbidity and mortality. Do we know how much and how much better the survivability rate will be with your new technique?
So we don't really know long-term how it's going to affect things because this technique was only developed in the last year or so over at Stanford University, and there have only been 10 published reports of this in the scientific literature. But at least anecdotally, the old techniques, we had as high as a 20 to 30% rate of dysfunction or damage to the heart after a transplantation. And the first 10 patients that were reported, as well as the two patients that we've transplanted here at Henry Ford with this technique, none of those patients have had any sort of problems with their heart afterward or required any sort of support for the heart afterward, which is a really promising early first step in terms of improving our outcomes for these patients.
Well, you know, the success of these transplants, though, doctor, you know, they really highlights the importance of teamwork. And I know it's you and your colleagues who came together and made this happen.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's one of the things that makes me so privileged to work at Henry Ford, especially, is it's not just me as the surgeon. It was the entire team in the operating room that both had the experience to pull something like this off and the willingness to try and the willingness to push forward.
Yeah, and it also is, you got to have a donor too. So, folks,
say organ donation.
Yeah. Sign
so
those
important.
Donor cards.
Yeah. Well,
oh, absolutely.
I always say this, thank God for science that, you know, gave Ken Miller a second chance at life. Dr. Kyle Militech and Ken Miller, thank you for your time this morning. Congratulations and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Henry Ford Health, doing miracles every single day.